Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
If you call, I will answer. If you fall, I'll pick you up. And if you
well, we keep the Issues Etc. comment line open all the time for our listeners. That's 24/7, 365 days a year, because we know that so many of our listeners are listening on demand. They're following us maybe a week or even longer than that behind. They're hearing things that we said a long time ago, but they still have questions. They still have comments. They still hear things they want to respond to. That's why we have the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. And occasionally we like to go through the line and then respond here on the air to those who've made their comments. Here's a listener from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hello. I'm wondering what you guys think about church movies. When I say church movies, I mean those such as Time Changer, To Save a Life, Flywheel, Fireproof, etc. They're not dramatizations of the Bible. I know that most Christian movies today have bad theology, such as decision theology, but let's say that an LCMS pastor reviewed the script and everything was theologically sound. What would you think of the concept of a movie itself? On one hand, it seems that we could reach a ton of people that way. On the other hand, it almost seems like we are fictionalizing God, like we're putting him in a situation and saying, that's what he would do. I would appreciate your thoughts. Thanks.
I'm intrigued by the last point that the caller makes. And that is, and this is one of the things that is a danger in movies where God is a character. I guess the first thing you have to ask is, if you're going to make a movie like this, is God going to be a character? And then you are put in the position of kind of scripting God's acts and actions for him, aren't you? And if you're going to do that, you are saying, in essence, this is what God would do if he were put in this situation, or this is how God would act. Now, this is probably why in most movies that deal with issues of the divine, where God is more or less a character, they tend to shy away from what God is doing, and they tend to speak more definitively about what the human characters are doing. God gets to kind of play a supporting role. He kind of does a cameo, but his actions are not very specific, because I think even Christians are cautious about saying, well, if this were to happen, God would do this. Some Christians aren't so cautious. We should never fictionalize God, because we don't have any need to. If such a movie were made, and it's very difficult to imagine how one would be made, if such a movie were made, the only way that you could determine how God would act is on how he has acted and how he's promised to act. This is why we don't need movies to reach out to others. We have the church. The church doesn't say, come in here, Christians, and we'll talk to you about the circumstances of your life, and we'll tell you how God might respond or how God would respond. The church says, here is how the God, this is how God, this is what God has to say to your situation. There's no fiction here. It's all fact. And we have the basis of God's own certain word by which to say those things. We don't have to speculate about what God says he will do or might do or maybe will do. There's no speculation or fictionalization necessary. The church has the sure word of God, and we can say what he has said and what he promises he will do.
This is Herman calling with a possible suggestion for a program topic on one of your previous guests that you've had on, Dr. Ron Rosenblatt. I listened to the White Horse Inn program aired off KFUO, the other place of employment, Saturday, February 5th, and he made a statement that I thought really stole the show. He made a statement on there in regard to the emphasis upon the Great Commission given in Matthew chapter 28 in the hillside of Galilee, where Christ and his risen person is speaking to his disciples. And Dr. Rosenblatt said essentially the problem with modern evangelism, in effect, is that the emphasis upon missional living, does that really convey the word that Christ has instructed to be the basis of the Great Commission, the word of the gospel? And I think that was quite striking, that essentially, if the word is the means and the means of grace and the sacraments by which we are brought to faith with the Holy Spirit working to bring us to our Savior Jesus Christ, and from that sanctification proceeds, how can you have missional living without the Word of God? It's like many of these so-called liberals who are in a position to say that you can have Christianity without a clear and solid Jesus Christ crucified and risen. Well, just a thought there. Thank you very much.
Well, I agree that the Great Commission is often, it's been turned into a wax nose. It's turned this way and that to justify whatever an individual pastor or congregation wants to do. They just say, oh, we're carrying out the Great Commission. Anything and everything fits somehow into the Great Commission. But if you look at the Great Commission itself, and I don't even know where we got that term for this passage in Matthew's Gospel, the very last chapter, but we're stuck with it. It's not vague. It doesn't say do whatever it takes to make disciples. It doesn't say go out and find new ways to make disciples. It is quite specific. And the grammar is unmistakable. It says make disciples by baptizing and teaching. And as I said before, the grammar is unmistakable. The imperative is make disciples. And the two participles that attend that imperative that explain how it is disciples are to be made are baptizing and teaching. Make disciples by baptizing and teaching. Now, that, you just don't have to hire a consultant for $100,000 a year to tell you that. And that's kind of a good thing. You can save your money and simply do what the church has been commissioned to do. Make disciples by baptizing and teaching. And in that baptism, in that teaching, is the word that you were talking about. He doesn't say anything about missional living either. He simply says, make disciples, the mission of the church, make disciples by baptizing and teaching. It's not nearly as complicated as they've made it. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk about Silas, a missionary companion to St. Paul. The Issues Etc. book of the month for February is called Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal. It's got some great Issues Etc. guests as its authors. Find out more about this great new book from Concordia Publishing House, Natural Law. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, or give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When you call, order Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal, the Issues Etc. book of the month for February. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.